Some of you know that I'm not always great about responding to my emails and messages in a timely manner. You'd think I would get tired of starting all of my emails with, "Sorry I didn't respond sooner." It doesn't mean that I didn't listen or don't care. Copy, paste. But right or wrong, this evening, I'm going to consider myself in good company. The Canaanite woman called out, "Have pity on me, Lord, son of David." But Jesus did not say a word in answer to her. I promise I'm listening. Copy, paste. Probably not daily, but not less than weekly, do I have someone give me their own version of that interaction with the Lord. I ask the Lord for guidance. Should I ask her out on a date? Should I take the new job? Should I go to the seminary? Nothing. Or I ask the Lord for help. Lord, heal my grandmother. Lord, help us to get pregnant. Lord, heal my relationship with my son. Nothing. Jesus did not say a word in answer. So, what is your response when the Lord treats your prayers like I treat your emails? I thought of three different possibilities: resolution, rejection, or reception. I've done all three in my life. Resolution, rejection, or reception. Resolution is the story of the woman in the gospel. Jesus didn't say a word, but she didn't stop asking. St. Augustine, one of the greatest minds of Christianity, reflected on this passage and said, "She was ignored, not that mercy might be denied, but that desire might be enkindled." Isn't that great? God didn't answer at first so that she would want him all the more. If God answered right away, would we still be grateful? Or would we see him more like a pop machine, you know, where we put in our request rather than a person? Resolution means if God didn't give me an answer, I'm going to keep asking. The next two possibilities, rejection or reception, usually happens when the resolution runs out. Rejection is probably what people bring to me most. "I asked, and the Lord ghosted me. And now I'm upset. I think the Lord doesn't love me. I'm not even sure if he's real." It might be what some of you think when you don't get an email back from me. "I'm not sure if Father Wesley really exists." Well, St. John Chrysostom, another great father of the church, was referring to this very gospel when he said, "When we fail to obtain, we desist, whereas it ought to make us all the more urgent." In other words, if I didn't get an answer, or I didn't get the answer I wanted, I desist. I'm done. Well, reception is a very different response. Reception says, "Okay, the Lord didn't answer, and I'm all right with that." That takes a lot of maturity and a lot of faith. It might come after resolution, asking several times. It might come after rejection, getting upset, even shutting off the Lord for a while. Reception is believing that the Lord not only knows the answer, but also knows the best way for you to receive it. If telling me, not telling me, if not telling me now is best for my holiness, then okay, I'll receive it. Maybe that will be my new copy and paste. I'm so sorry I didn't respond to your email sooner. I thought it would be good for your holiness. The Lord's response to you might be silence. Now it's your response. Is it resolution, rejection, or reception?